Great to be joined by Wayne Wallingford once again on our legislative interviews. And Wayne is on, actually, you're both on the Ways and Means and Appropriations Committees, right, Wayne?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm chairman of Ways and Means and on Senate Appropriations. So it's always a busy time of the year as we work out the details of our $28 billion budget.
Are you the only senator on both committees?
I am. Yeah, it's very rare that you would have the chairman of Ways and Means also sit on Appropriations. In fact, the Southeast Missouri newspaper wrote an article on it, that the rarity of a person being in both of those positions, because now your fingerprints on the entire $28 billion in the state of Missouri. So consequently, I have a lot of visitors to my office.
Yeah, and you must have good math skills, too.
Well, I do enjoy that, because in high school I started studying the stock market and reading annual reports, which some people say, you got to be kidding me. That's the most boring thing I can think of. But I really digest that information, enjoy doing it. So I guess I was a natural person to go to appropriations.
I guess we're going to talk about a Senate bill that you had talked a little bit with me about earlier in the session, but it actually passed. It is Senate Bill 982, and it's a health care bill. And it sounded like, whoever put this one forth detected some problems in the way insurance companies and their policyholders and maybe even the providers had interacted, and it helps to fix some of those problems.
That's correct. Yeah, it's a great bill. I wish I could tell you it was mine, because it is a nice one, but it's not. But I was happy to vote for it. But this all came about last year when one of the country's largest insurance providers made some changes in how the company managed emergency room claims. And by the change that they did, it really had a negative impact on some patients and came to cost those patients a lot of money, because what happened was it caused patients to self-diagnose during a possible life-threatening emergency rather than seek medical treatment. And what it was is, if you went to the emergency room because you were thought you might have had symptoms of a heart attack or stroke, and they tell you, don't ignore it. You know, my wife's a registered nurse, says, if you think you're having one, we need to go to the hospital right away, because time is very critical in that. But sometimes you find out, thank goodness, that it wasn't a heart attack or a stroke. It was just some more minor symptom, maybe heartburn or something like that. And you say, oh, thank goodness, I was really concerned. But then in Monday morning quarterbacking, the insurance company says, wait, you went to the hospital emergency room for, you know, minor heartburn? We're not going to pay that. And you say, well, I didn't know it was heartburn. I thought it was a severe medical emergency, and I was concerned about getting medical care. But now it's forcing patients to be more concerned about, gee, if I go to the emergency room, will I have to pay for emergency visit? I can't self-diagnose during a life-threatening medical emergency. So, this law actually went back. It was a longstanding Missouri law defining the standard insurers must meet in paying hospital care. It was really enacted in 1997, long before I went in the legislature, and they called it the prudent layperson. And I'll quote you what the law said. The law states that the treatment must be covered if the sudden and, at the time, unexpected onset of a health condition manifests itself by symptoms of sufficient severity that would lead a prudent layperson possessing an average knowledge of medicine and health to believe that immediate medical care is required. Now, you would think that would be enough, and as I read that, some people are probably rolling their eyes already, but they were very important words. So Senate Bill 982, to clarify that, added just eight more words, and I'll quote what they added. The bill added, regardless of the final diagnosis that is given to the prudent layperson standards. And those eight words are very important, because it reinforces that the coverage decision will be based on the patient's perception of his or her condition and not the final diagnosis made after the patient has been treated. So very important protection for our consumers. We don't want people not going to the emergency room because they're afraid that they're going to have to pay this huge bill just in case they're wrong. So I was real happy to vote for that bill.
And it also clears up kind of some billing issues as well, it sounds like, too, right, Wayne?
It does. What we call unanticipated out-of-network care, or what we call surprise billing. In other words, you have a healthcare policy, but you're either out-of-network and the health insurer hasn't negotiated with that healthcare network on the reasonable prices they were paid. So then the insurer gets the bill and they say, wait, that's way too much. We've negotiated with other hospitals and they charge something considerably less. So we're going to pay you less. And the hospital says, well, you didn't negotiate with us. You have to pay us. Well, then the insurer sends the bill to the patient. And suddenly the patient finds themselves right in the middle of this argument between the hospital, the doctors, and the insurance company. So instead, now after 90 days, if they fail to agree on an amount, the bill establishes a binding arbitration process where both the insurer and the healthcare provider provide information to an arbitrator, and then they decide what is a reasonable cost of care. So very good things to protect consumers because we don't want them self-diagnosing. We don't want them to get surprise bills and caught in the middle of some argument between healthcare providers. So I think Missourians will do well by these changes.
Very good. So just a few weeks left before the budget has to be all completed. Do you feel like that process is on track?
I do feel it's on track. And as I mentioned to you earlier, we really concentrated on the appropriations. There's 13 appropriations bills. We voted them all out of the Senate, but there's disagreements between the governor, the House, and the Senate on several of those line items. And so now it'll have to go to conference committee, and we'll work out the details of that disagreement. And then after we've done that, the House committee will send the conference report to the House and the Senate, and we'll vote on those changes. So pretty soon I should be able to be more definitive about how it affects Missourians in several different areas in those 13 appropriation bills.
All right, very good. Wayne Wallingford, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Enjoy it.
27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau, Wayne Wallingford, on our legislative interview right here on Regional Radio.